5. We think it'll be over by 6.
Yes, sir. Reasonably certain it'll be over. Plenty of time to get down.
This is only for the purpose of the leaders. Let me ask you this. It would be helpful. How about just inviting them to come with me rather than just meeting here and having dinner on the Sequoia, you know, and letting, you know?
Yeah.
You, the leaders, and I'd have Al Haig there.
Good.
Sound
I think that'd be great, Mr.
Yeah.
President. They would really, assuming they have no other conflicts tonight that they
right.
can't get out of.
Well, all right, you check it out.
Okay.
And you see, you, Allie, who else should be there?
Well,
because, you know, somebody that can explain this goddamn paper. Let's see. Well, Al can. Al knows the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Bryce?
Yes.
You want Bryce?
Well, Bryce would be fine. Because, you know, our thought is to get Bryce back on a part-time basis as a counselor again, which would be great, you know, to help you enormously.
That's right, and the right. members would like that, too.
Fine, invite Bryce.
Mm-hmm.
And,
Bizarre, you think, or Bizarre?
Who? Not Garment, no, but because basically they don't know him. But Bizarre, they know. Yes, I'd have him.
Okay.
You see, we've got to have we can only take care of about 10 on there, but maybe we foregather at around 6 o'clock. Check the leaders to see if they could have dinner with me on the Sequoia.
Okay.
And then we'll all meet there at around 6 o'clock, right?
Okay, now this was Scott Griffin, Ford Ahrens, and George Bush that were going to come down here. So that's a pretty good group, I think.
Right. You don't want to add anybody to it, like a Goldwater, for example.
The only thing is those 5 specifically requested to meet with you, and I think if we
charge
that they might, you know.
Yeah, I know. I know. They want to meet with me to discuss Watergate, right?
Well, and how they can help. They really want to be helped.
I think they do. I hope they've got a little, I mean, these guys are going to get their tails up a little. Jesus Christ. I mean, we're taking a bad rap here.
I know, and we went over, Bryce and I went over the draft statement this morning with them, and they're encouraged by that. And
you've already discussed the statement with them?
Roughly, yes, sir, and got their comments, so they consulted, and so they know that it's coming. All of the final details they didn't know about.
Right.
So they're encouraged about this.
Well, you see, the difficulty is that here, this is something that we have to recognize, is that when we moved in Haldeman and Ehrlichman, they said that was great. And then after we got that over with, when I went down to the Republican affair, fundraising dinner, they said that was great, you know, and so
mm-hmm.
Now they say, well, the president say something now.
Mm-hmm.
You see, you can't say something every day about this. That's the thing they've got to realize.
And, you know, as long as you're in this building or anybody else, you're never going to be able to satisfy members of Congress. It's just going to keep, you know, keep it up. It's
yeah.
the nature of the
right.
animal, I guess.
But you see, my point is that in terms of trying to do something and say something, if we do it, they'll kill us.
Sure.
And they've got to understand this, that they've got to stand up a little too, you know.
That's right.
They're the leaders, you know.
That's right.
God damn, I remember the Eisenhower years. I mean, he didn't have this kind of thing, but he had other things that were pretty tough. But Jesus Christ, the leaders always went out and spoke. They never expected him to do a goddamn thing.
I know.
Or
you know, even never. Dirksen was tough.
Dirksen would step off and do something.
Had problems with
our leaders always come in and say, what the Christ is the president going to do?
Yeah.
We understand.
I'll check, and if they're free, we'll lay the...
If they're free, then call me back, will you?
All right, sir.
Yeah, bye.